This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Accepting a second term, President Obama looked to the horizon with a view for where he wants to take us in the next 4 years. But at the moment, that horizon extends about as far as December 31st. Mission one, post-election, for the president and Congress, is steering clear of the fiscal cliff. Marketplace's David Gura is peering over the cliff this morning, and he's with me now live. Hey, David.
Hey, Jeff.
So cheer us up with these details of what exactly going over the cliff would mean.
Well, depending on who you talk to, it could be pretty bad for the U.S. economy. A lot of businesses are nervous about it. They worry it could send the U.S. into another recession. This thing, this cliff, is comprised of two things. First are tax cuts that are set to expire. These are the Bush-era tax cuts. President Obama has said he wants to make them permanent for some Americans, those who are making less than $250,000 a year. If he and Congress can't come to some kind of agreement, those would go away for everyone. And we're also looking at the expiration, the potential expiration of the Social Security payroll tax deduction and the alternative minimum tax. That's one part. The second part of this is spending cuts. Another Washington buzzword here I'm going to use is sequestration. And those are $1.2 trillion worth of automatic across-the-board cuts, Jeff, about half of which would affect the Defense Department.
And let's not forget, lawmakers created this monster in order to put the pressure on themselves. What's a realistic scenario for how our leaders now get us out of this bed that they've made?
Well, I don't think there's one single scenario right now. We have to see sort of what kind of political capital the president has, having now been reelected. Chris Lowe has one theory about what might happen. He's the chief economist at FTN Financial.
What they have to do, what we're hoping to see in the next couple of months, is a deal where they agree to do budget reform, they agree to do tax reform, and they agree to work on it over the next year, and then they postpone all these increases that are coming in at the same time.
So rough translation of that is maybe Congress can find a way to kick this can down the road a little bit, and that would get the U.S. economy off the hook for a little while, but you know, would add more uncertainty, and that's something we've had a whole lot of, Jeff, and it's something that businesses hate.
And quickly, David, as the sun rises on Washington, how do we handicap our odds of a deal?
Yeah, there's been a lot of pressure on Congress, on politicians from the business community to do something. But keep in mind, this is a lame duck Congress. It comes back into session on November 13th. That's next Tuesday, Jeff. And they don't have much time to hammer this out, just about 16 days.
All right. Marketplace's David Gura with me live from Washington. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jeff.